Thank you for calling Conti Jewelers. We appreciate you reaching out. To start your conversation with us right away, you can press any key now to receive a text message from our team, or simply stay on the line and we'll answer your call as quickly as possible. Thank you for choosing Conti Jewelers.
Thank you for calling Conti Jewelers. This is Amanda. How can I help today?
Hey, good morning, Amanda. It's Nick. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. How can I help?
I like it. You had to think about that for a few seconds.
Yeah, every so often my brain doesn't work.
Mine too, all the time. I flip a coin. I actually need to speak with John real well. Actually, John, if John's available, John would be probably the person I need to speak to.
Okay. Let me get him for you.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Two reasons for the call. One
yep.
is I was on vacation, came back.
You were on vacation.
I was. I took
yep.
last week off.
Good. Where'd you go? Someplace fun?
No, just stayed home and did some day trips of like really. It was very like I'm gonna lose this vacation time soon, so let's just use it up.
Oh,
so
better
you know,
use it.
Home
yep.
projects, golf, you know, whatever I felt like doing. It was great.
Good.
So, but it looks like you've got a couple radiants.
I did get them, yeah.
Okay. My question is, and the person that actually helped you is not in, they've got a 170 ISI 2 radiant that they're keeping an eye on with your name on it. Do you need that for, like, an upgrade?
I don't.
Okay.
I did get, because the kid coming in, and they didn't have it for me, so I did source one
okay.
elsewhere.
Sure.
I got a carat 71 in, and I actually got two of them in, so I showed him the carat and a half. I showed him the 2 carat and 3 quarters. He is leaning towards the carat and 3 quarters, but he's going to let me know in the next day or two, he said. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, I mean, do you know,
let
like,
you know
are the 150s completely out of the situation?
The only reason that I'm going to tell you on it is that they definitely showed more yellow, which I know in rectangular cut stones tends to be, you know, an issue. But even the one that I believe was an H color still
mm-hmm.
did show a lot of yellow on it.
Hmm.
And Garrett had told me that it didn't. He said, "Well, I've looked at it, but yet all three of us, Beth and Amanda and I, looked at it. We all did." Yellow in it. So I didn't mention that to the customer, but I think more than anything, what he's looking at, to tell you the truth, is I think he likes the bigger size.
Okay. Well,
and the prices actually were comparable on it to the carat and a half. So
where the heck
I
did
think
you
can go with it. So
they've got cheaper and better diamonds? That's crazy to me.
it was Star Solitaire.
Oh, okay. I know a little bit about them, not a lot. So.
Yep.
All right. I mean, so
it's a group actually that Beth buys from sometimes when she goes to Belgium.
Gotcha.
So, yep. So he did have two that he sent to me, and but there's one in particular this kid seems focused on. He's a nice kid. He really would like to do a natural. He knows he could go bigger and do a lab grown, but I think he wants to go the natural route. So.
Yeah, lab growns are kind of making their way out, which is interesting. I like it.
I mean, if they're making their way out elsewhere in the country, that means we'll see it in upstate New York in, you know, 2 years because everything is behind here. But
true. I used to live there, so.
In fact, I told Garrett that when I talked to him on the phone. I said, you know, Mick grew up here, and he said, oh, believe me, I know. I know all about Speedies.
Yep. Oh, yeah. When I come down there, I usually bring him one back.
I was on the Cape 2 weekends ago, I had to go up and get the house opened up. And my sister and brother-in-law have been there for pretty much most of the spring, but we had people in for drinks and Saturday night, some of my neighbors, and I got a couple of pounds of Speedies and took them up. You would have thought that I brought gold.
Yeah.
You know, yep. When they were there, like, what are these called? Yeah. Where do these come from?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, they for a shortest period of time, and unfortunately, I was talking to the owner about this. There was a place up in Rochester that opened a little, you know, eatery that was called Speedylicious, and it was wonderful.
Oh.
It was definitely a close cousin. The owners were from Binghamton area, and
yep.
What they did was basically they kind of just modernized it. So instead of just that traditional speedy sub, they put it in a it was almost like a pita roll, but they always had like pepper jam and like all these funky things. And they were delicious, don't get me wrong. They weren't the same, but they were delicious. And I looked at them and I went, have you guys ever thought of opening a food truck and doing this as a food truck? Because honestly,
sure.
The place where they had this damn thing, like you had to know where Speedy was, B, you had to know where they were located. It was horrible. It was a beautiful spot, but I was like, I just looked at my kids and went, enjoy it while it lasts, because this place is not good. They lasted for about 18 months and they were gone. Well,
yeah.
It was a shame. Anyway, let's get back to this. If these 150s are no longer in contention, if you could pop those back,
I will.
In a hurry, so if you want to hold on to them for a couple
I
days
will.
To re-show. And then secondly, I believe I sent her a copy of the invoice, but there is an invoice from that 51. EVVS1 that you sold?
Mm-hmm.
I emailed, is it Debbie or Deborah, a copy?
Debbie.
Okay, so I did send her a copy of the invoice, but if you could just, you know, whisper in her ear, it's just a little past due.
Okay.
All right.
I will call her. I'll see her on Thursday.
Yep. Perfect.
I will call her.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.